Gospodina ja se uzdam.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus had come down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. A leper now came up and bowed low in front of him. Sir, he said, if you want to, you can cure me. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and said, of course, I want to be cured. And his leprosy was cured at once. Then Jesus said to him, mind you, do not tell anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering prescribed by Moses as evidence for them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today in Gospel, Saint Matthew speaks of an encounter of Jesus with a leprous man. How many times have we heard that back at that time, leprous people were incurable patients, and people were running away from them, avoiding them. The lepers were excluded from society. They were excommunicated, completely outcasted. It was the worst of it all, the greatest suffering. In Jesus' time, people thought that leprosy was God's punishment, and they considered the lepers great sinners. The law of Moses prescribed that men suffering from leprosy had to be removed from society, excluded, and could live only outside the human community on the outskirts. Well, original intention was to prevail contamination of other people by lepers. Leprosy was considered as a sign of condemnation, rejection, because of sin. It was spiritual and physical impurity. It was considered dead. As the Jews strictly discerned pure and impure, it was forbidden to them to come close to anything impure or worse, touch it. Thus, these people suffering from leprosy were sent away from their family and society, lived in deserted, excluded places. And when their members of their family were bringing them food, they would leave food at a certain distance and go away, and only then would a sick person come and pick it up. In Jesus' encounter with the leprous man, Jesus did not think the same way, nor did he act in the same way as others toward those suffering from leprosy, but Jesus helps those who are afflicted. The leprous man, he heard that Jesus helped some people, and he thought to himself, why not me too? He had faith that he too can be cured, just so like so many. He had faith in God who is almighty. He had faith in Jesus the prophet, the Savior, who came into this world in order to help men, in order to heal men and save them. And that leper, came into the crowd among healthy people without asking them for a permission or opinion, but with all his heart, with all his physical forces, came in the crowd around Jesus, approached him, although according to law he was not allowed to. In his encounter with the leper, we see that Jesus doesn't think the same way as other people, does not run away from the leper, but helps that man in a trouble. Jesus walks toward that man, comes within the reach. He is pure, completely, and he knows that he cannot be contaminated because he is pure, therefore he often touches the lepers. It is not the only detail from a gospel that speaks of Jesus encountering this severe disease. On several occasions, the encounter of Jesus with the lepers is mentioned. Let us recall that he went from Gospel when Evangelist Saint Luke speaks of Jesus encountering 10 lepers, and that chapter speaks of two important messages: faith in Jesus who heals, and then Jesus is calling to gratefulness. That, like a line expressed throughout all Gospels, and Jesus' mission in public among people, faith in Jesus, who is God the Savior,
and
gratitude toward Jesus, who has done so much good to us and continues to do so on daily basis. In this event, we see that as lepers went to town to show themselves to priests, Jesus warns this leper in Gospel over here today, and those that went to the town, they were all healed from a severe disease of leprosy, and being healthy, they can continue living among others. 9 went away, while only the 10th returned to Jesus to thank him as he cured him. He was a Samaritan, a foreigner among the lepers who were Jews. Those 9 Jews want to do according to rules and go to priests to show themselves that they are pure, while the foreigner, he puts importance on going back to Jesus to thank him for what he had done. The lepers were asking for physical healing, and they were granted it. 9 of the lepers were healed physically, but the 10th one, who belonged to other people, other religion, he was healed both physically, spiritually, because he was grateful to God and to men. Jesus was touched and moved by him, impressed by his desire to thank him. and was saddened by the lack of gratitude of the others who never returned to say thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is an exam.
Veoma smo malo zahvalni Bogu.
Which us Christians not always pass. How much are we grateful to God for all that He is giving us on daily basis? I believe that all of you present here see with your own eyes that what surrenders us, many in the world do not see, do not have the gift to see. A great majority of us, perhaps not all, have come here walking on our own feet, while there are many in the world who cannot walk. A great majority of us can speak, can understand others, but there are many who can't. We should be grateful to God for the gift of speech. There are many in the world who can't speak. The majority of us, if not all of us, we have our hands. We can touch our fellow man with our hands as a person next to us. We can do so much good with our own hands, but many in the world can't because they do not have that gift from their birth, or they lost it during their life due to some accident. How grateful are we to God for so many gifts that we have been receiving, that Jesus has given us? If we are grateful, then if we are grateful, then it is, for example, when we are healed, like this leprous man or many. But we should offer our thanksgiving also when we are healthy, not just when we are sick. Usually when people lose their health, they say that health is the most important to them. But men should thank God, and men even then when it is the hardest. Today Jesus does great deeds among those who are not Christians. God helps those who believe in Him and those who have time for men who are troubled. Jesus didn't say to the leper man from Gospel Today and other lepers and afflicted men of those times, He didn't say, if you belong to my people, I will heal you, what we usually do. Jesus is not interested into nationality as we are. He's interested in a man who is in need, who is in the midst of affliction, and Jesus is asking from all people, faith first of all, and love, as well as gratitude. Many times in Gospel, Jesus says that many will come into His kingdom who never heard of Him. These are people who believe in one God and do good to others. These people know how to be grateful to God and to men. There is a moving event described in a book by a Swiss doctor who worked all his life in different hospitals. Very moving is what he experienced during the Second World War, somewhere on the battlefield, as he was a surgeon, doctor. A soldier was brought to him, his face was destroyed by bomb, and after second surgery, the hardest part was left, and it was terribly wounded mouth. And when all was done, when doctor was finished, doctor wanted to check whether a soldier was able to speak, so he asked him, please say something. Doctor and all the staff was impressed and surprised when they heard the following words, thank you, doctor. To that man, the most important and the first thought was to thank his benefactor. Who is our benefactor? Here and now and every day. And ever since the first day of our life, who is our benefactor? Nobody else but God Himself. Son of God, Jesus Christ, and Mother of God, how much do we thank Jesus and Mary for all those gifts that we receive? We do not know whether this soldier was a Christian, but it is certain that he behaved as one of the greatest Christians and saints when it was hardest. For him, he did not lament, but he knew how to say thank you. Let us Christians be recognizable after our love that we have for each other and for other peoples and nations. May Christians be recognizable for their gratitude. We read in Gospels that Jesus intercedes for all people. Let us try to do the same, helping people to heal physically and spiritually. That is the will of God for us Christians. Be grateful. Holy Scripture says to us, be grateful to God and to man. Following example of the leper man from Gospel and so many who were healed, as well as even following example of many of those who were not healed, but nevertheless they are grateful. Thus we are going to receive even greater gifts from God and from others. God wants to save all men, those who are pure and those who are lepers, those who are just and those who are sinners, and those that are good as well as those that are bad, according to our opinion. Jesus intercedes for all. Brothers and sisters, let us do the same as Jesus and His Mother Mary call us to be. Amen.